This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Anxiety disorders are a group of disorders which affect behavior, thoughts, emotions, and physical health. Research into their origins continues, but it is believed they are caused by a combination of biological factors and individuals' personal circumstances, much like other health problems such as heart disease or diabetes. It is common for people to suffer from more than one anxiety disorder and for an anxiety disorder to be accompanied by depression, eating disorders, or substance abuse. Anxiety disorders can also coexist with physical disorders, in which case the physical condition should also be treated. Bounce Back, Reclaim Your Health is a relatively new program designed to help people experiencing symptoms of depression and anxiety that may arise from stress or other life circumstances. The project is led by the Canadian Mental Health Association's BC Division and funded by the BC Ministry of Health Services. Noah Routley is a coach with the Bounce Back program in the Nanaimo area, and he's in the studio with us today. Welcome to People First Radio, Noah.
Thank you again, Kevin, for having me on.
Yeah, and in fact, we spoke with you, I think, in December when the project started. Mm-hmm. We talked by telephone, and now it's about 6 months since the program began, at least in this area. And I'm wondering, Noah, if you could start out by briefly sketching for us the basics of the program and describing how it operates.
Okay, well, Bounce Back, the way you access Bounce Back services is from your general practitioner. And the GP can refer you to the Bounce Back program if he thinks you fit the criteria. Bounce Back is two forms of help. One is a DVD, which is a really good introduction to mood management strategies and basically a lot of tips on thoughts, tips on what you can do differently that really impact your mood. Most people suffering from mood disorder, they get into very much a loop where they are where they are, they're suffering. Mm-hmm. And there's some fairly simple strategies that people might not have thought of, or just things that were not taught, where you can actually, by using some tools and some skills that we can help give you with the DVD or with the coaching, which is where I come in, people get a really good chance to look at where they are and improve their mood by doing some simple skills. The DVD is an introduction to this, and it's very helpful for those just that might have mild depression. Mm-hmm. Or a mild form of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And then the guided self-help is really helpful, even for those milder cases, but it's really helpful for getting into the more specific, some more dynamic skills that people can apply to their life.
Now, I mentioned that we spoke with you last December when Bounce Back was first introduced to Vancouver Island. And I'm wondering, how has the program been going since that time? What is the, I guess you might say, the uptake been, or how has the interest been manifesting itself?
The interest has been really good. Participants that are going through the program are really excited about it. Some doctors in town, I think we have about 12 to 14 referring on a continual basis. Part of my job is to get the information to the physicians so that we're on their mind. Bounce Back is free for participants, so it's of no cost to the physician's patient, which is very nice. And they can get access to some really great cognitive behavioral therapy information that's normally quite costly. So we're getting, I think I've had about 90 referrals since the program started. So there's been a fair amount of interest, and people are generally excited with the use of CBT skills and techniques. They're really proven to help those with depression and anxiety to improve their mood.
And CBT, of course, represents cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yes.
So Bounce Back offers two forms of help. The first is a DVD video providing practical tips on managing mood and healthy living. The second is a guided self-help program with telephone support, and that's where coaches like you come in. Noah, I visited the Bounce Back webpage earlier this week. I discovered a preview of the DVD video that is offered by the program, and here's a little bit of the audio from that DVD.
Hi, my name is Dr. Heidi Otter. In my experience as a family physician, anxiety and depression are very common problems. For some people, these can be a lifelong difficulty. For others, it's a response to stressors in one's life. Even having a chronic illness can bring on problems with low mood or anxiety. Most people don't need to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist or take medications to feel better. We know you will find this DVD to be a valuable resource in managing your anxiety or depression. Initially produced in Scotland, it's been adapted to a BC audience. Provided by the Canadian Mental Health Association Bounce Back Program, funded by the British Columbia Ministry of Health. We think that you will find this a very useful self-help tool to develop strategies to feel better.
When I feel depressed, I feel useless about myself. I think that the life for me is so meaningless.
Even though I had been a nurse, I didn't know what was happening. I couldn't understand it at all. I just felt I was in a really, really dark place that I could not get out of.
When I'm down, I'm feeling so frightened and so insecure and so hopeless and helpless when I'm really down that just getting out of bed is a major achievement.
There are lots of words to explain, but the feeling is not something you can explain. It's not a good feeling.
And that was just a little bit from the introductory DVD that is available through the Bounce Back program. Noah, I'm wondering if you could tell us just a little bit more about cognitive behavioral therapy and how it works in the Bounce Back approach.
Ah, very good question. Beautiful part about cognitive behavioral therapy is it's in stark contrast to counseling, where counseling, you definitely look at past. You talk to your counselor about what's been happening, childhood, all of these things are fair game. CBT looks at powerful skills and tools that people can apply to their own thinking, to their own reasoning, to their own approaches. As well as ways they can look at maybe they've reduced things that they used to love. Maybe they're starting to avoid things that used to give them pleasure. So CBT really gets the person to look and assess their life, where they're at, and gain tools and skills that will help them from that point forward. So therefore, CBT is very homework-based to begin with. It's very much a self-help. You get a chance to look at yourself and then apply the tools, then check back to see how that's going, review the results and the improvement in moods. So this is all why that marriage of CBT and coaching really has made a lot of sense. So basically, CBT is in contrast to counseling in that respect. Mm-hmm.
Noah, you're a coach with the Bounce Back program, and you've also had your own personal experiences with anxiety.
Yes. I'd say most of us within our lifetime may go through trauma, may go through difficulties in life where low mood or worry are going to affect them. And it absolutely, yes, a very traumatic thing affected me and my entire family. So I've seen the whole anxiety and depression spectrum. And I've experienced it during that really painful event. And so that's really enabled me to have a lot of excitement about this program, because I think part of my own recovery after the event was looking at how I was viewing the world, checking in with my own thoughts. And I actually did a lot of help where I didn't even realize a lot of the components were part of CBT, part of an introductory component to the CBT. And really looking at how we view the world, looking at our thoughts, can really impact how we feel. And that's where CBT really does intervene in the thoughts and also in what we're doing, in what we're doing, because both those things can really make a huge difference in how we feel.
What are some of the challenges experienced by the people that you're coaching over the phone? And I guess when I ask that, I'm kind of reaching for challenges with, let's say, coming along with the program, or challenges with applying themselves to doing, the self-help work.
Yeah.
What are you experiencing in the work that you're doing, coaching others?
Great question. I'm experiencing kind of two things, and that is I see some folks are really at the point in their life, they're at that crossroads where they really want to do something. They really want to feel better. They feel stuck. They're very self-involved. And those kind of folks, just their traction within the program and progressing through, and the amount of change I hear from them is amazing. Other folks may be at the point in their life where they're so low or so worried, they're really having some serious difficulties getting going with the materials and actually applying. Their concentration levels might be a little poor, that kind of thing. A lot of it is the coaching for me that's really rewarding, is seeing them apply it in small little increments and just starting off slowly. I've seen people really build on that as well. But of course, for any kind of self-help, there's also going to be that uptake based on the person and their own involvement. So people will get a lot out of Bounce Back if they really want that change, if they're really motivated to do something about where they're at. So that's a really good question.
Remind us again, Noah, who the program, the Bounce Back program, has been designed for and how people can access that program.
Okay. Well, originally Bounce Back was designed with those that have chronic health conditions. Really, depression and anxiety is such a very common component of that. One third of British Columbians actually have a chronic health condition, and one third of those have clinical depression or anxiety. Now, of course, the numbers are a whole lot higher for those people that could be helped with Bounce Back, because you don't need a clinical diagnosis of depression or anxiety to gain access to Bounce Back services. So it is by doctor's referral, and that's just because of the risk management, and there could be some thoughts of self-harm where the doctor would have to be aware, and there would have to be some involvement there at the medical professional level. So that's how you get access to Bounce Back, is through the person's family doctor, as well as the DVDs are going to be available at all. They are available at all the doctor's offices. And I'm also working on getting them out to a lot of different community agencies as well, where people just have really, really easy access to the DVDs, because I really believe in that kind of being the first step to kind of springboard people in the right direction to a good introduction to the materials. So. Mm.
Noah, we only have a moment left. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. Actually, I'll be in the fall. We're considering group courses for Bounce Back.
Okay. Okay.
And the group courses will be without a physician's referral. So right now, I'm just trying to put my feelers out with different community agencies that would like to be involved with helping us get that up and running. So I'm working on that. In the meantime, I'm actually going to be doing an orientation session for Bounce Back to open to the community. If they'd like to come by and hear from me about what Bounce Back is all about. And it's going to be at the Vancouver Island Library here in the South End downtown at 3:30 on June the 24th. So that was June 24th at 3:30 in the main meeting area there. And I'll have the DVDs available for folks, as well as brochures and participant packages where people can bring those to their family doctors. In some cases, their doctors may not have yet heard of the program, but that's kind of becoming more rare as the days pass. And that's kind of where I'm at now in the planning stages.
And June 24th, is that a Wednesday?
It is.
Yes. So
yes.
An orientation to the Bounce Back program at the Vancouver Island Library downtown branch in Nanaimo on Wednesday, June the 24th at 3:30 p.m. in the main meeting area.
Yes.
Correct?
Main meeting room, yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Noah, before we close out our brief discussion here today?
No, I would say I would be very happy to give people my office phone number if they'd like to access Bounce Back services, or I can mail them out a package that they can bring to their doctor. Definitely there won't be any coaching with that initial call, but my phone number is area code 250-244-4041. And if anybody's interested in just me mailing out that participant package, I'd be happy to mail one out to them if they're interested.
Okay. Thanks for coming into the studio to tell us more about Bounce Back.
Thanks again, Kevin.
We appreciate you taking the time. And I want to mention that Noah Routley works as a coach in the Canadian Mental Health Association's Bounce Back program. We'd also like to acknowledge the Canadian Mental Health Association for providing information used in the preparation of our program today. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.